Nice learning from the Mishnah of Chaim. Aluzam Shem Shana Yemaisha and Neil Rivka Bas Maisha Israel. So when Achmar Maisha is Chosu Shleim Chaim Maisha Malki and Isman Sarim and Bracha Bas Sarim Malka is Chos for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Sivav, continuing on in some of these different scenarios of where there may have been a group that got a chiyuv of Zimun and then the group became splintered, separated, rejoined, different cases. So we'll continue on. Some of these cases, as I said, are a little bit complex, but let's see how we can best understand it, at least get a little bit of an idea of some of the questions we need to ask when we run into these situations. So, says the Mechaber, Seif Vav, Shalosh Chaburos Shehoyah B'chol Echas Arba. So now we have three groups, and each group has four people. So you have group A, B, and C. Each group has four people. Uferesh echad mikol chabura v'netzdarfu l'chabura acheret. So one guy from group A, one guy from group B, one guy from group C goes ahead and creates and separate from the group of four and they go to a new group. V'zimnu hashloisha nisharim, and the three that you left over, so let's say I was a member number four of group A and I left group A. And the other three people remaining went ahead and did Zimun before I did anything with my new group. Okay. Parach Zimun Minayu. It's the same idea. My Zimun is gone. Kevin Shachavareim Zimnu. Now, since I was my Chiv of Zimun was tied to group A, the next person's Chiv of Zimun was tied to group B. Since that group was Mezame, I no longer can do Zimun. If there was only, let's say, go back to the case we had yesterday, there was only three people in each group. And one guy from each group left the room from before Zimun. And now three people, one from each group, gather. So I have group A, B, and C. Each one has three. One guy from each group gets up and walks out. And one guy from each group goes ahead and joins a new group. But there's a guy who comes along and is mitzaref to the group that was remaining. Okay. Parach zimun me'elir shloisha kevish akras zimun chaburasan afal pishal zimnu umam. So even though he wasn't mezamein, if your group that you initially attached to was mezamein, you can no longer do zimun. So now before we get to the Ramah, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Okay, so we all understand the case. I was part of a group. The group could have been, let's go with the first case, the simple case. I was part of the group and there was four people. I left, one guy left from each group, but my remaining group, the remaining three, went ahead and did Zimun before I did anything with anybody else. I lost my Zimun because my Zimun was attached to that group. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah. In this case, this rule would only apply if the new group of three didn't eat together. Avlim achel achekach yachad mitzdarf, and then they are mitzdarf. The ena doim alohad seif hay. Why is that different than the last semen? The loizimna aleim mi kaidem. Since when I left, they did not yet do zimun. So since when I left, I not do zimun, and then I sat down with this other group and I ate together. I created a new kvius, carrying over my zimun and then recreating that combination. So here's a little bit of a tweak. Kevin shechaverim zimnu, I am a bir halacha. So he said, let's look in the bir halacha. Lamaisa, we have to over here look in the bir halacha to understand it. So let's look over in the bir halacha. Kevin shechaverim zimnu, since the people that I was originally part of said zimun, kosev agoner of kivega. Nearly the zeo dafkim zimnu hen koydim nanish chavru elash loy sheyachad. This that we're saying that I lost my zimun because the rest of my group was mezamein, that means that they did the zimun before I reattached myself to a new group. The oz ain't lechet sheyatz mechavurza makim lotzais b'pnei atzma yedei zimun. So I, who left the group, they're already mezamein before I attached myself to another group. So therefore, I have no basis for me to carry over the zimun. Alkein chol hazimun shezimna hagimul hanisharim bebeisam gam olav uparach zimun meni. So when they did zimun, it fell upon me as well, and therefore I can no longer do zimun. Aval in the schabru elu shloish lamakam echad. These three people went to another place. Mitchila. Ba'achakach zimnu acherim hanisharim bebeisam. But and only after that did my original three that I was attached to do zimun. Yichoy lam elu shloish lazam v'lay parach zimun minayu. And my zimun did not get lost. Kevin the yeshkam makam lehem lezam if nei atzon yachet, since they had the ability to to connect. Nifritu lagamri mechabura. Some they separated from chabura, but like koy hazim and aleim, and now there's zimin. So basically, what Rekiva Ega is saying is as follows. And if I go ahead and I have a zimun, right? I'm part of four people. Now, when I leave, I'm still attached to them. So if they were mezamin before I reattach myself to a different group, I lost my zimun because my zimun was tied to them. However, if I left and I reattached myself to another two people, so now I am no longer attached to this first group. So the fact that they did zimun doesn't negatively affect my ability to zimun. Now, this could be very negative. So you're at a you're in a restaurant and eating four people together, and there's another group eating four people, another, and then you decide you're gonna go schmooze with some other people, right? Or you're at a networking event and you're gonna decide you're gonna switch tables, you're gonna go schmooze with some other people. So if you reattached yourself to two other people before your zimun got taken care of by your first group, Kivega says you still could do zimun. Okay, let's go back to the we'll continue the Mishabura. Uba echad, heinu, echad mashuk. If somebody from the shuk came and reattached themselves to your first group, achom at besayf sedasim in the star of imam. So what's the case, the second case of the Mishabura? I was part of a group, three people. I left that group. I'm going to reattach myself to a different group. Meanwhile, I left two people sitting there. What happened was a guy comes from the street and he eats with them. So now he attached himself to that group and they could do zimun. And therefore, I was still technically attached to that group. So when they did zimun, even though they did it with an addition of a new person, I lost my zimun. But lishna l'chol chabur shekatz v'chayav l'av dafka, the Mechaber says, if this happened to all three, group A, group B, group C, really it doesn't happen to all three. Da'fila rak l'chabur achas, even if that happened to one chabura, so let's say I was part of group A and that happened to group A, and now I'm trying to attach myself to two people, one from group B and one from group C, I'm useless because my zimun was already taken care of. Imkein parak zimun echad, one guy lost his zimun, v'loish nisha kan elishnaim, and therefore you're only remaining with two people. Says the Ramah. Haga, shalosh chaburas, you have three chaburas, sha'achlu, that ate, u'b'chol chaburas shalosh b'nei adam, each chabura had three people. Lamaisa, we were discussing till now various scenarios that if I did do it, but Lamaisa, you're not supposed to do it. Because I am going to ruin the Zimun for the two people that I leave over. So if I'm sitting at a table with two other people, and there's another group sitting across at another with three people, another group, I can't get up and leave my group. Because when I leave my group, I'm leaving the two people sitting there without the ability to do zimun. If there was four, then I can get up, but only on the condition I know I'm reattaching myself to another group, because I can't mess up my zimun. I'm not going to mess up the zimun of the two people that I was eating with. I'm not going to mess up my zimun. So if I know that there's two other people that were also leaving their group of four, and we say, let's get together because we want to talk, we want to finish eating, we still want to continue eating, and we're going to get together before the other guys do zimun, so we won't lose our zimun, and we won't mess up their zimun because they have another three people remaining, then it's okay. But for me to leave the group, right, so we've discussed some cases where I did that, but to me to actually leave the group, l'maisa, I'm not supposed to do it. By the Sharmi, Zamin Kol Chabur Mekayim, since I'm leaving over three people, they can have a right to separate. This that I'm saying, that if it's a case of group A, B, and C, each have four people, and one of us from each group wants to leave and go to join, create a new group, we said you're allowed to do it. However, you got to remember another halacha. That is assuming we were all in one house. If we weren't in one house, stuck together. I have to bench where I am, and it's not so pashit that I can go and separate and go to another spot. I just want to read through over here another bir halacha, because it's also important. If each chabura has four people, the Ramah said, then it's okay for one of us to leave as long as we rejoin into a group. So this way, everybody ends up with zimun. So let's see the chayadim. You have four people that ate together al shulchan echad, on one table. Ushnayim olcha al shulchan echad, and two people ate on another table. So in yeshiva dining room, four of you are eating together and two people are eating together, okay? Yochol echad min ha'arba litzdar from hashnayim, one of the guy from the four can go to the other two, lezamani moyim, in order to, those two should be able to make zimun. The imkvar zimnu ha'shloish ha'nisharim, but what happens if the in that group of four, the one guy who's leaving to join the other two, is leaving only after the other three did zimun, parach zimun min echad v'enem etzdar, then you wouldn't be able to ayin shah. With Dvarim Kashim, he says to be Alocha, I don't understand this Chayadim. So what did Chayadim say? They get four people together and yet two people. The one guy wants to leave the four and join the other two. So now everybody will have Zimun. So he says it's okay as long as the three that were part of the original four didn't do Zimun. So he says with Dvarim Kashim, the Eich Mitzdar for Echad the Mashnayim, Lazam Echad Shehen Einu Mechuyim Klal. He says, the two people had no chi of Zeman, so who am I being mitzdarif with? I had a chi of Zeman because I was part of the four. They were only two people that were eating together. They had no chi of Zeman. In the Ramaz case, there was three groups of three. All those people had a chi of Zeman. So when one guy gets up from each and joins together, at least they're all coming with a chi of Zeman. Over here, I'm joining two people that didn't have a chi of Zeman. Maybe the guy number four who's leaving the group of four, joining the group number two, is going to actually eat with them a little bit. So remember we said earlier on this week that the chi of Zimun can happen if we start eating together or if we finish eating together. So you know what I'm doing? I'm leaving my group of four. I'm joining the group of two. And I'm going to eat something in order to be, it says the Gemara, it says the B'Halacha, it's mishver what he says afterwards. That if I left the four and before I joined the other two, the other three did zimun, I lost my zimun. Who cares if I'm eating with these new guys? So then I'm mitzaref with them because I finished my meal with them. We can't say the mayor bitchilum miktsof and royan alias ali that we see each other. The imk maisha see him besoif dvarv. Avlamayish techaburus b'chol chaburus shloish en rishayach letzdarv. Ayn sham letzarachim bedvarv. So the bialacha remains by tzarachim. I'm just bringing this out. It shows how complicated this whole topic is. Okay, let's start. We have time here. Okay, let's stop over here. So this way, next week, we will start with a new Simon. Afreil HaChanukah to all. Moshe, how are you? Good to see you.